Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, name 799, according to the commentary of Sri Parashar Bhattar, which I am following as the main gist following the numbering system given by him. Ratna Nabha. Thinking of my godbrother Ratna Nabha, when I was allowed to join ISKCON, there was godbrother, English godbrother, Ratna Nabha Prabhu. Ratna Nabha. So Ratna means gem. It's a common word in Sanskrit, especially in the Puranas, the Vaishnava literature, Purusha Ratna, a gem of a man, Stri Ratna, a gem of a woman, Dushkulam Stri Ratnam, Stri Ratnam Dushkulamapi. That's from Chanakya teaching, that one should accept a jewel of a woman even if she's from a bad family. It's in Bengali, it's a common name with in an upper branksha form, Ratan. It means gem. And Nabha is derived from or cognate with Nabhi, which means the navel or the belly button. There's probably a more sophisticated word in English or a medical term for belly button, but that's the term I know. There are various meanings which are given to it, and there's in the commentary I'm reading, there are quite a bit of showing the derivations of how the names can be, how the meanings can be derived, which requires some knowledge of Sanskrit to make head or tail of. But anyway, all the commentators give the meaning that gem navelled, or Ratna can also, gem represent beauty, so with a beautiful neighbor, navel. Baladev Vidyabhushan, our own worshipable Gaurya Vaishnav commentator, he gives the meaning that his navel is shining with redness like a ruby. Particularly is given Ratna as a ruby. Parashara Bhattar's interpretation or exaltation, explanation, is somewhat unusual. And it's a bit difficult for us to understand. Well, he says that it means he who has a gem-like navel. But as those of you who are following this series know, that the previous names, and right up to 810 actually, Parashara Bhatta describes in relation to Buddha avatar and how he cheats the demons. So, okay, gem-like navel, what's that got to do with cheating the demons? Parashara Bhatta says that Buddha Dev shows off his navel and rubs it. And this is considered to be the sign or a gesture by a pundit, by a learned person. This is accepted as a gesture by a learned person to to rub one's belly like this. And in this way, that helped to convince the demons who were attracted to his teachings that he was really very learned. Now, what is that? We have the Jnana Mudra. There are various mudras. Jnana Mudra, that's associated with one who's speaking knowledge. Abhay Mudra, giving fearlessness. Various mudras or gestures which have symbolic meaning. There are several in Vedic culture which seem to be lost now, and the present-day commentators also don't seem to be familiar with this. There are some, such as smelling the head of a child. We read that Sri Krishna, in his childhood, Nanda Maharaj would smell his head. So they may put fragrant oils on. Of course, Krishna's head is fragrant. He has natural fragrance. But that was a common thing in India up until recently. I did see the culture as it was, without change, so many things which have been lost in the last generation. It was a common thing for everyone, actually, except sannyasis maybe, to put oil in their hair, and often scented oil also. And then as a sign of affection, the parents or any elder would smell the head of a child. So that's not seen anymore. Another one we often hear in our Vaishnav scriptures, Dante Nithaya Trunakam, taking a stick of grass in one's teeth as a sign of humility. We find that again and again and again in Gaudiya literature. But that's also, we don't see that anymore. So anyway, that's the explanation given here, that Buddha Dev, he showed his belly and rubbed it. And in this way, this helped to convince the demons that he was a very learned scholar. Now, rubbing your belly doesn't in and of itself make you learned. It's not such an easy thing to become learned. You have to learn. One has to apply one's mind to learn. But that is a gesture which is supposed to indicate a learned person. Of course, we also have heard many times, Brahmana Bhojana Priya, that the Brahmanas, who are also supposed to be pundits, supposed to be learned, they're fond of learning, and they're also Brahmana Bhojana Priya. They also are fond of food, eating. And sometimes we hear that as Brahmana Modaka Priya. They're especially fond of sweets, the kind of sweets that in modern Indian languages are called ladu, round sweets. So maybe the pundits are rubbing their belly because that is supposed to help, according to Ayurveda, that's supposed to help to digest one's meal if one just gently massages the belly after eating. There are many things in Vedic culture, many practical directions like that. So that we often see, at least we used to see, being done, rubbing the belly after the meal, to help digestion. Specifically, it's supposed to be the sign of a pandit. And Parashara Bhatta ascribes this to Lord Buddha Dev. And in this way, Sri Parashara Bhatta explains the name Ratnanabha. Shankaracharya also describes this name or explains this name in reference to the beautiful navel of Bhagawan, although other commentators, apart from Baladev Vidyabhushan, they don't refer to Buddha. They refer to the Narayan, Vishnu, the original form, if you will. Ratna Shabdena Shobha Lakshate Ratnavat Sundara Nabhi Asya Iti Ratna Nabaha. So this means that by the word Ratna, is indicated beauty. And in this way, Ratnanabha means one who has a navel which is as beautiful as a ratna, as a jewel. Further extrapolation of this, he has a beautiful navel, and therefore he's called Ratnanabha. This is not from Shankara. And think about that navel. It's not just any old belly button, but it has the 14 worlds within it, and all of them are under his control. Sometimes we hear the term under my thumb, or we've got under foot. So someone's under my thumb, or under my foot, means they're completely under my control. But what about inside my navel? There's Vishnu. All the worlds are within his navel. As we learn from Bhagavatam and other Puranas, in the lotus, of course, that's another, Padmanabha. From his navel, the lotus grows within which the 14 worlds are kept. Another meaning can be understood that Ratna means that which is precious, that which is giving happiness. Ratna padartha sukhade ashrayaha ratnanabha. So here it's said that Ratna indicates all that. The Ratna is the receptacle, the ashraya, the shelter of all that is giving happiness. And therefore he's called Ratnanabha. Now this has nothing to do with navels or even directly jewels. Although jewel, if we think of something precious, desirable. So definitely Lord Vishnu is the most precious and most desirable. But in terms of, we want happiness. So all that is the source of happiness is sheltered within him. He's the receptacle of all that gives happiness. And therefore he's known as Ratnanabha. And in this way, the Vyakhyanakartas, the commentators, they give different meanings. There are more. Satya Sanda Yati Raj found more meanings. Ratnanabha means he who has the navel from which the gem among people or men originated, namely Brahma originated from his navel. Another one, if we take the name, because after all, this name comes in a Sanskrit verse. So it can be understood as Aratnanabha. So this is a completely different meaning, that Aratna, Aratnan, Arat Daitya Nabati Iti Aratnanabha. He who destroys the demons. It's Satyasandha Rati Yati Raj is from Madhva Sampradaya. So they're quite intent in their interpretations or explanations of Shastra in destruction of the demons. Bhima came to destroy demons. Madhva came to destroy the demons, or the philosophic demons. So, here he takes Aratna. Here he takes Aratna to mean those who are just the opposite of gems, maybe just the opposite of Brahma, the demoniac people. And Nabha, Hingsayam Abhavepi, to kill or to hurt. Then another meaning. This is from Satya Devo Vashishta. So we can expect something connected with this material world, but not in a mundane way, because there's nothing mundane about Vishnu. Even if we see his hand in the material world, not only his hand, sarvatopani, his hand, sarvatopani padam, his feet, tat, sarvatokshi, his eyes are everywhere. Sarvatokshi shiromukham, and his heads and his faces. So he's everywhere in the material world. He's seeing everything, touching everything, tasting everything, going everywhere, being everywhere. So Satyadeva Vashishta gives the interpretation, Ratnam Naba, Ratnam Nabahu Yasya Iti Ratnanaba. He who has jewels in his navel. And Satyadeva Vashishta says that all the oceans are in his navel, and all the oceans are full of jewels. One name for ocean in Sanskrit is Ratnakara, which means the depository of all jewels. So the oceans are within his navel, and within the oceans are jewels. We learn from Bhagavatam that jewels, they're produced from the oceans. And when Krishna was personally present in this world, the land and the deities of the oceans, everything, they were so happy that they just gave jewels. They just wash up on the shore. No need to go digging in mines. They just automatically, jewels would come. So ratna means jewel, it means wealth, it means water, treasure. Magnet is one meaning. Anything valuable or precious, anything best of its kind. So in this way, various meanings can be drawn out. Naba can also mean the central point. Nabha, nabhi. Just like we find in the beginning of Bhagavatam, it's stated that Naimisharanya is the central point of the universe. So the central point of everything is Krishna, and particularly the central point of everything that is valuable, worthwhile, precious, is Krishna. And in this way, this name can be understood. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nithaya chunakang padaya nipatya kritva chakaku shatameta daham bravimi heis sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat. Gauranga Chandra Charane Kurutanu Ragaha. Parivadatu Jano Yata Tata Va Nanu Mukaro Navayang Vichara Yamaha. Hari Rasa Madira Madati Mata Bhuvi Vilutama Nartama Nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare.